International condemnation mounted today after security forces in Guinea shot dead at least 87 people protesting against a junta leader who seized power in December. Lydia O'Kane has the story.
It was a protest that led to mass bloodshed and one that has been boiling over since late last year. The news that at least 87 people were killed during demonstrations drew condemnation from UN Secretary-General Ban Ki-moon, who slammed the excessive use of force and said he was shocked by the loss of life, the high number of people injured and the destruction of property. The protesters had gathered on Monday to oppose any bid by junta leader Captain Moussa Dadis Camara, who took power in December 2008 to run for president in elections due next January.
I have been lucky to be in charge of the destiny of the nation. I said to myself, I have one mission, which is fundamental, a sacred mission, not to betray my country.
Camara has spoken of his mission for his country, but the international community is not convinced, calling on the military leader to step down. Demonstrators had begun to gather outside the largest stadium in the country's capital, Conakry, which was guarded by large numbers of police. Protesters carried placards saying, "Down with the army in power." The junta banned the demonstration, but several political parties, trade unions and civic organizations vowed that the event would go ahead. In the middle of the morning, riot police charged the protesters. Camara installed himself at the helm of the Francophone West African nation after leading a bloodless coup within hours of the death of Guinea's strongman leader, Lansana Conte, who had been in power since 1984. Moussa Dadis Camara enjoyed initial support from a population hungry for change following the 2008 coup. But increasingly erratic behaviour, including crackdowns on former backers in the military and the likelihood he will stand in a poll due in 2010, have fuelled instability. I'm Lydia O'Kane.